A former Minister of Energy, Albert Kandapa, has maintained that former Chief Executive of GMPC, Tachuchi Kata, was influential in the sale of GMPC's drillship, Discoverer 511. He said Mr. Chikata provided direction and other motivation which led to the sale of the drillship. Mr. Kandapa said this when he took his turn at the judgment debt sitting in Accra. He tendered in documents and other statements involved in the sale of the drillship.
Towards the end of the 90s, GMPC was subjected to severe public criticisms by people who did not share the vision of GMPC. And notable among the critics were influential people from among the political divide, including from the then NDC government. The chief executive, Mr. Tachuchi Kata, was consequently removed from office by the NDC government and appointed energy advisor. My lord, I was then the minority spokesman for mines and energy in the Parliament of Ghana. I recall, my lord, that the chief executive of GMPC was essentially the soul of GMPC. He provided the direction, he offered inspiration to the staff and the corporation's public, he was a leader, and it was clear that with his exit, the corporation faced a very difficult future.
Mr. Kandapa noted that GMPC, as at the time that President Kufuor took office, had a lot of challenges. He added that as at 2001, there was no governing board at GMPC.
When the government of President Jeyi Kufuor assumed office in 2001, GMPC had several challenges. It had no cash to satisfy its financial obligations. Staff and creditors were up in arms. Workers had not been paid for some time. In a particular instance, a judgment creditor sought an order of the High Court to auction GMPC's imposing head office building at Tema to offset debts owed it by GMPC. Other creditors were also in court. New challenges emerged every day. Structures had broken down in the organization, key staff had resigned. Overwhelmed by all these challenges, and after lengthy deliberations in cabinet, cabinet considered whether it would not be prudent to declare bankruptcy or to liquidate the corporation altogether. Cabinet directed me, as the Minister of Energy, to seek expert advice on this. I did. I sought advice from a prominent lawyer, specifically Mr. D. Darocha, and also an equally prominent accountant, Mr. Nkwe Mensah, all of blessed memory. Both advised that bankruptcy or liquidation would not be in the interest of the nation and that we should rather restructure and refocus the corporation. On the strength of their advice and with directions from cabinet, the GMPC restructuring committee headed by Professor A.K. Adai was set up to restructure and refocus the corporation. For a period that the Professor Adai committee was at work and while government awaited its report, there was no board of directors in place at GMPC as the government thought it expedient to await the recommendations for implementation.
What year was that when there was no board?
2001.
Former Minister of Energy, Albert Kandapa.